I am constantly amazed. Now let me rephrase that. Confession time. I am constantly irritated every time I hear it. And I hear it more often than I want to hear it. But what brought it all to mind to me once again was this past week I heard it again. It's a simple phrase. It's a phrase we've all heard. It may not irritate you like it irritates me, but the phrase is this: I found Jesus. Not because the other side of that coin is it implies that Jesus was lost and I found him, but the emphasis in that statement is on me. I found him. Which places the emphasis for our salvation upon our finding him. When it is the clear witness of Scripture, time and time and time again, which tells us that salvation belongs to God, and it is not something that we bring on ourselves. And lo and behold, in my irritation this week, I looked at the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, for today. It is Isaiah chapter 51. And I would like to read to you as our text for this morning, verse 5 of Isaiah 51. I am going to read it with emphasis. And maybe upon hearing this and pondering this morning, you will find yourselves getting just a little bit irritated right along with me. The words are these: the words of our Lord through the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to read them once again, as I said, with emphasis. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. And my arms will judge the peoples. Who does salvation belong to? None other than the Lord our God himself. And think about the implication of that. If salvation is his, then if it comes to me, it can only be given to me by him. I did nothing to earn it. I did nothing to win it. He says, here is my salvation that I'm giving to you. I don't know that the scriptures can be any clearer on this. And yet mankind in his sinful state is always wanting to take credit away from God. He's all too ready to blame God, to be sure. When things don't go right, when things don't go the way he wants them to. But when it comes to salvation, I found him. No, you didn't. He found you. Look at Jesus' parables. The parable of the lost sheep. Who's doing the looking there? It's not the sheep calling out to the shepherd. It's a shepherd looking for the sheep and finding the sheep. The lost coin. The coin's not screaming out to the woman, here I am. There you are, finally. No, the woman is looking. The coin does nothing. And so it goes. Jesus himself couldn't be clearer. The prophets can't be clearer. God in Jesus Christ found us. And that is the biblical witness. And I wholeheartedly believe that this faith, this knowledge, this understanding, this glorifying of God for his giving of his salvation to me free of charge is what is the mark of the righteous. Please keep in mind, we've talked about it many, many, many times, that word righteousness. It's a relationship term. It's not an ethical term. It's not a moral term. To be righteous means to be in a right relationship with God. And what is that right relationship with God? Acknowledging he found me. And I'm not taking any of the credit for that. Listen to Isaiah in the last part of verse 5, once again, of chapter 51. For my arm, that arm you see that he connected with his salvation earlier, for my arm, they will wait expectantly. The righteous know. The righteous realize they don't have a role in God's salvation. It's his to be given by him in his choice with no strings attached at all. To claim to have found God, to claim that I had some role to play in earning my salvation, is to take glory away from God. It's to say that he was too weak to reach me. I had to help him. The righteous, you see, do not do such. Do you feel just a little bit of my irritation this morning? To God and to him alone be glory forever and ever. Amen.